thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
In a small gym of Richardson's Arapahoe Classical Magnet School, sixth graders are about to demonstrate the pacer run.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, start.
They jog back and forth a few dozen times over a set period. In the real test, some will finish, others will run out of steam. Jeff Closter, TEA Associate Commissioner for Health and Safety, says this isn't a mile run that parents might imagine, isn't competitive, and is age-appropriate.
Research. So if you're a 12-year-old boy, you should be able to reach X number to be in a healthy zone. So it's either healthy or an unhealthy zone. And they practice these deals, right? It's not just, all right, surprise, today's your test. We actually go out, we train, we practice them for a while, and then you go do it. And so you're comfortable with what you're doing.
This pacer run is part of a physical fitness evaluation law passed earlier this year by the state legislature. Senate Bill 530 puts physical education back into the classroom on a regular basis. It was written in part as a reaction to ballooning obesity statewide with its negative impact on health and education. If it works, Closter says children will learn at this early age to stay physically fit their whole lives. Fourth grader Jessica Stiegel and fifth grader Caden Anderson get it and like the program even when it's hard.
Sometimes it can be challenging, but sometimes it can be easy.
It's always good to challenge yourself to get better at it.
They really care about our fitness. I think that they really think that's important that kids our age don't, that they understand fitness and they understand that we need to be healthy.
The TEA's Closter feels especially committed to this program. He was a fit and healthy kid and college student, went to law school, got a good job, then turned 40.
I weighed 218 pounds, had hypertension, cardiovascular disease, an alcohol problem. I decided, you know, life ain't about what money you make. I quit the practice of law. I retired. I've spent the last 5 years working on my health. I'm the healthiest I've ever been, and I can tell you in 8 hours today, I'm more productive than I when I was billing 14 hours a day practicing law. So I was cheating my clients then. I'm living proof that a fit lifestyle will save you.
Dr. Kenneth Cooper, who's helped raise millions of dollars to get the law passed and pay for this unfunded educational mandate, is out to save children from a lifetime of obesity-related problems.
It's gotten so bad in this state. A Caucasian born after the year 2000, 1 out of 3 will come down with diabetes. A Hispanic, 1 out of 2 will come down with diabetes before they're sometime in their lifetime. And 2 out of 5 Afro-Americans will come down with diabetes one time and sometime in their life unless we change this. They're dying around us. They're dying early in life.
Cooper says parents will get their child's fitness evaluations with suggestions to improve physical fitness and diet when necessary. He looks forward to healthier, even smarter children after this program takes hold. He says the brain functions better and the mind's more creative after exercise thanks to increased blood and oxygen flow. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.